Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget, you can also check out my blog, which is on the homepage, or at jimsblog.biz. And we'll send you that every Monday through Friday by Real Simple Syndication. Also, the website, I should say the newsletter, you can subscribe to. It comes every week on Sunday by email. And there are thousands of articles, thousands of archives that you can use to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And you'll be glad to know that Evelyn Clark is with us. Evelyn is the author of Around the Corporate Campfire, and she's one of the great storytellers of this country, and that's what she does. She helps corporate leaders like you and me to learn how to use stories to connect with our employees, with our customers. And the book is called Around the Corporate Campfire, How Great Leaders Use Stories to Inspire Success. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Evelyn?
Yes, it is.
Evelyn, congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
Why is telling a story an effective way to get our message across?
Well, there are quite a few reasons, actually, but I think the most important one to be aware of is that we never outgrow our love of stories. We got used to that when we were children. We were always entertained by a story. It pulled us in, and it's something that adults continue to delight in, although maybe we don't like to acknowledge that. But stories are an emotional connection, and the more high-tech our world becomes, the more we need that high touch with one another.
How many times do we hear something, and when we have a group of friends together, we say, I have a great story to tell? And so, you know, and it's just a story. It's not meant to change the world or anything. But when we say that and we tell the story, people listen because, as you say, they like to hear stories. So how do we make our the message of our business into a story?
Well, actually, the message of our businesses really are stories, and we just don't think of them that way. So I see my role as helping people become more aware of the stories they use, and I use the word deliberate. I teach people to deliberately choose the stories that they are going to tell so that they are sure that they're selecting the right one for the right time to get the message across.
Well, now what you've done in your book is you've chronicled the stories of a dozen or so companies and how they told the story, actually more than a dozen, and how
right.
They use stories. Tell us about some of those.
One of my favorites is Costco Wholesale. I'm based in the Northwest, and Costco also is. In fact, their headquarters originally was in my hometown, and that's where the Kirkland Signature brand comes from. But Jim Senegal, who is the co-founder and CEO, intuitively knows that stories are the way to connect with people and to get a message across. And in fact, he said to me, when I asked him, why do you believe so much in storytelling? He said, well, what else do we have as leaders? That's the way that we really can get across to people what's important, and stories bring meaning to the work that we do. One of the stories that he loves to tell is about Calvin Klein jeans. And the reason is that Costco's founding values are to deliver the highest quality products at the lowest price available. And
I know that's where I go for all my Calvin Klein jeans.
Well, this is kind of fun because, of course, they're not the kind of jeans anymore. But when they were, Costco had hundreds of pairs available in every Costco store,
mm-hmm.
and they were selling at $29.99 and flying out the doors.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, retail stores were selling them for $50 or more.
Right.
one of Costco's buyers got a great deal on 4 million pairs of Calvin Klein jeans and could have continued selling them at $29.99. But Costco's guideline is that they never mark up anything more than 14% over what they pay for it. So that meant they needed to put those jeans on the market at $22.99. Now, they could have gone ahead and sold them at $29.99 because everybody was very happy with that price.
And made a lot more money.
So they gave up a $28 million additional profit because they followed their own principles, their own values.
And that $28 million turned into $1 billion of good PR, didn't it?
Well, exactly. And the employees
and the story
all know,
that was told.
Yes. And the story is very well known in the company because he likes to repeat that one so that employees remember
Right. We're
here to give great quality at the lowest price.
Well, especially when you can tell a story of where the company stayed true to their principles, those are great stories. And those are the kinds of stories that make employees come to attention and follow the flag, aren't they?
Well, they sure are. I mean, you're proud to work for a company that follows its own principles and walks
Absolutely. Its
talk.
Evelyn, where's the book available?
The book is available at AroundTheCorporateCampfire.com.
All right.
And, of course, also on Amazon.com.
And wherever books are sold, I'm sure.
They can be ordered wherever books are sold.
Evelyn Clark, ladies and gentlemen, Around the Corporate Campfire. It's a great book. Thanks, Evelyn, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much,
Jim. We'll see you next time. Quick break, right back with another pretty good storyteller, Bob Negan. Right after these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.